It's Tuesday, April 18th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. In a press conference yesterday, North Korea's United Nations envoy warned the United States that, quote, thermonuclear war may break out at any moment, unquote. Listen to him say those words himself.
Thermonuclear war may break out at any moment.
This comes as a response to Vice President Mike Pence's visit to the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. British Prime Minister Theresa May took advantage of her Easter message this year to speak out strongly for religious liberties for Christians.
We must continue to ensure that people feel able to speak about their faith, and that absolutely includes their faith in Christ.
In stark contrast, a British magistrate convicted two Christian preachers for offending Muslim listeners simply by speaking of the exclusive claims of Christ to be the only way to heaven. Last year, Turkey's government arrested at least 40,000 people for political reasons, and it has shut down 140 media outlets, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Turkish president, Recep Erdogan, has been reelected and given a mandate to continue what some believe to be a route to dictatorship. New rules were approved in the recent popular vote to increase the powers of the president substantially, setting the nation further ahead on the path to authoritarianism. According to the new rules, the president can select more judges, the prime minister position has been abolished, and the president has been put in command of the armies. Proverbs 28:2 says, "When a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a ruler with discernment and knowledge maintains order." Arkan Seton, the immigrant from Turkey accused of killing 5 people in the Burlington Mall in Washington State last year, was found dead over the weekend of an apparent suicide. The family of one of the victims released a statement to the press in which they said they pray, quote, "the man repented to God before his death. While this event puts to rest our fear of his release, we harbor no ill will toward Mr. Seton or his family and pray for their comfort as we know all too well the pain of grief." Unquote. That's the 117-year-old voice of the oldest woman in the world praying to Jesus for everyone in the world. Her name is Violet Mose Brown of Jamaica, and she was born on March 10th, 1900. She advises against drinking rum, and her favorite verse is Exodus 20, verse 12. "Honor your father and mother, that your days be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you." According to the Violet Mose Foundation, she attributes her long life to, quote, "my faith in serving God and believing strongly in the teaching of the Bible," unquote. Violet was raised in a Christian home, and she has been the church organist for, get this, over 80 years. No surprise here, Chick-fil-A, the Christian-owned restaurant chain, gets the award for being the most polite restaurant in America. In a survey conducted by QSR Magazine, the chicken sandwich fast food chain's employees said thank you over 90% of the time. Coming in second, Kentucky Fried Chicken. McDonald's rates 14th out of the 15 drive-thrus surveyed. On America's Customer Satisfaction Index, Chick-fil-A rated as America's best fast food restaurant, and its average per-store gross income is the highest in the nation, $3.1 million per store. McDonald's, Chipotle, and Panera Bread come in well below Chick-fil-A at $2.5 million per store. Deuteronomy 28:1-6 says, "If you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, April 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.